Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utahns love their front lawns. When Mormon settlers moved west, they wanted to recreate the homes they left back east, including their grassy yards. This idea of beauty equals green persisted into the 20th century, and the manicured lawn came to symbolize middle-class prosperity and good hygiene. But the lush landscaping of the east was difficult to replicate in Utah's arid climate, and homeowners used water excessively for sprinkling grass. In 1914, Utah towns participated in the first statewide Clean Town Contest. Hosted by the Utah Development League and the State Board of Health, 53 towns entered the contest to improve the state's sanitary conditions. Citizens cleared public roads and made general improvements to public facilities, and towns were graded on their grassy lawns and gardens. This early contest signaled the importance of appearances when it came to Utah's front yards. After World War II, families flocked to the suburbs where neatly manicured lawns symbolized post-war prosperity and neighborhood safety. City codes required lawns to be an appropriate length and free of weeds. Homeowners who did not comply could be reported for ordinance violations. Excessive water use was justified to maintain property values and the status quo. City councils struggled to accommodate the demand for yard water through years of drought, and counties imposed watering hours to help curb usage, but community attitudes toward lawns continued to take priority over water conservation. Throughout later decades of the 20th century, members of Salt Lake's Planning and Zoning Committee revealed a distinct class divide in their approach to neighborhood cleanup. Izzy Wagner, a longtime member of the committee, saw dandelions and weeds as an indictment of the entire west side of Salt Lake City. Wagner asserted, quote, "If I had it my way, I'd have a law and enforce it. I'd have a law that you can't live in a home unless you take care of your lawn." Times change, however, and new city ordinances encourage water-wise plants. In fact, these days you might find more homeowners in your neighborhood trying to keep up with the Joneses by carefully xeriscaping their front yards with drought-tolerant plants. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.